Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is The Full.
Hello, everyone. The road to Russia. Ooh. Now, let's start with the UEFA. Group A, France and Sweden, everything to play for.
Everything to play for. Look at
the
that.
Netherlands, still within a shot of qualifying. But very, very unlikely. At least made it possible to get to that second round playoff. That being said, they're far behind in goal difference against Sweden and France.
Yeah.
I think France team has a lot of quality. Even if they don't finish top of that group, they can finish as best runners-up. And Group B, Switzerland have already qualified for Russia, and it's Portugal are already through to the second round. So they're just going to wait to see who they play off against.
Well, I think that's pretty much there's just going to be who they're both in the top two. They're both playing enough to get to the second round at least. There who comes first and who comes second between those two.
Yep.
And I think they've already played each other the second time.
I believe they have played each other. They play each other on the 10th of October. Portugal hosts Switzerland.
All right, yes.
On the 10th of October. So, sorry, they haven't both haven't qualified for the World Cup. Neither of them have qualified for the World Cup. They've both qualified at least top two. So we know they're going to end up either in the playoffs.
In the next round. Yeah,
Switzerland have a game against Hungary to play. And Portugal have a game against Andorra, which they should win. Hungary are not going to be that easy for Switzerland to beat.
No.
But they are at home, so Switzerland should beat them. It'll pretty much come down to that game in Portugal. Portugal versus Switzerland, everything to play for.
Yeah, because Portugal got their goal difference on them on Switzerland by, like,
a very big
margin. 9 goals difference.
And I imagine that goal difference will only increase with Andorra, playing against Andorra.
This is Switzerland's Hungary.
Yeah, now Group C, we have Germany
pretty much done. I think that's...
Germany have a 5-point buffer of
six possible points left.
Yeah, and Northern Ireland are at least assured of second place, but they may not go through to the playoffs because they may not be one of
the top eight. I think they'll probably be okay, if I remember correctly, from further down.
Mm-hmm.
But they
do play Germany on the 5th of October, and Germany have never beaten Northern Ireland in Northern Ireland in a competitive football game.
Well, there we go.
So Northern Ireland have a very good record against Germany, and Germany do play Northern Ireland at home, and Northern Ireland don't do badly against Germany in Germany.
Right.
Don't know why. Northern Ireland are one of Germany's bogey teams when it comes to qualifying for Euros and World Cups. So I think Northern Ireland, if they can pick up at least a win in one of those games, that should actually make them qualify for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Germany, I feel, should quite easily qualify from this group. It's pretty much like, you know, their youth team won the Confederations Cup.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, they'll qualify out of this group. I think they've got enough points there to at least be second and be one of the top eight, second place. But I would say, given that they're playing Azerbaijan first, that will give them the extra points needed.
Yeah,
I mean, all they really need is a draw in Northern Ireland anyway, and you know.
And let's face it, Germany are quite easily the best team in international side in the world at the moment. Nobody argues that. The only side that could be maybe just as good, and there's no shame in being just as good as Germany, is Spain at the moment.
No, fully agree.
Next group, we have Serbia and Wales and the Republic of Ireland. Still possible.
Still possible there, but I think this is going to be...
This is going to be a tough group. I think Serbia have a... probably enough of a buffer that they should be able to qualify, especially with a home game against Georgia, which is going to be not difficult, and also playing Austria away, which is also not going to be a difficult game for them. They should at least be able to get a draw there. Wales get to play Republic of Ireland, which is going to be a tough game, even though it's at home. I think the Welsh have just a bit too much quality for the Irish. They might win that game, but they also have to go and play Georgia away, which is a harder thing to do than what Serbia do have, where they get to play Georgia
at home.
So, yeah. Wales, once again, even if they do qualify second, whoever in this group really does qualify second, they may not necessarily qualify for a playoff.
Both Wales and Republic of Ireland will have to win both the last two games to give it a chance.
Yeah.
A draw in either of those games is not going to be enough.
Yeah.
And say with Wales having to go to Georgia,
yeah,
that's going to be tough. Republic of Ireland are a whole point behind, so that's weighing against them anyway. Mm-hmm. They are playing Moldova as their
On goal difference.
So they're, and they've got not a great goal difference either, so they have to score a lot against Moldova to boost that up and get the win against Wales, really to try and get into that top eight second place teams. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Next group, we have Poland, Montenegro and Denmark, and who are still possible to go. Equal on goal difference, equal on points. Montenegro, Denmark, it's really difficult to say who can go ahead in this group.
Yeah.
Denmark play Montenegro on the 5th of October, and Montenegro have a game against Poland in the 8th of October. So. Yeah. Montenegro have a tough run in, and let's face it, to be fair, they do have their fate in their own hands because they do get to play their nearest rival and break that deadlock. Poland have that game against Montenegro at home, which is not going to be easy, but then they play Armenia away, which is this is also a difficult game, but one I think Poland are well capable of.
I think that will probably put them safe at top of this pool, but that's probably the key game for them.
Yeah, and Denmark have that game against Romania. So Romania are eliminated, so and Denmark play them at home, so that should be a game that Denmark win. So Montenegro definitely have a more difficult run-in. They have both their games are against opponents who are still in the running and who still definitely want that win.
Yes, but I suppose at the same point that gives them the destinies in their hands.
Yeah,
win exactly the games, they're through. It doesn't matter.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, the best position to be in is. Next, we have England, who are almost certainly assured of a qualification spot.
Yeah.
They get to play Slovenia at home, which is not necessarily a guaranteed win, but should be in a this is not the World Cup tournament proper where they will lose to teams like Slovenia, but in the qualifiers, they'll probably... And they've got an away game to Lithuania, which also they should win.
They should win, yeah.
Either way, they should qualify quite easily. Two games left. Really, if they get a draw, Slovakia are pretty difficult to catch up.
Five points with six left on the table, six left to play for. Don't see England dropping that.
Slovakia, Slovenia and Scotland are all capable of qualifying. Slovakia have a game against Malta, which they should win quite easily, especially as it's a home game.
Yeah.
And they have a game away to Scotland, which is where Scotland really need to step up if they want to make their first World Cup appearance since 1998.
Well, once again, Scotland's got the two big games. They've got Slovakia and Slovenia to play.
Mm-hmm.
Play Slovakia at home and then travel to Slovenia to play. So they need both those games to give them a shot.
And if they win both those games, they're in that second round and they should be in the playoffs as well.
They'll have 20 points and that should be enough to, be on the top eight. Because the ones we've been going over just before are looking at that 18-19 sort of level at best.
Yep.
So getting to 20 points could be enough to
I think so.
Put them through.
Slovenia, on the other hand, apart from that game, home game to Scotland, have to go away to England.
Yeah.
Which is going to be the tough game. I feel like that's the game. If England can sneak a point there, destroy Slovenia's World Cup thing. And
give the chance for Scotland then.
Yep.
Well, Slovakia,
I strongly favour Slovakia just because they have that game against Malta, which they should win. And realistically, a game against Scotland, which a draw is enough at that point.
Yeah, it's that point because they'll be on 18.
Yep.
Scotland beat. Yeah, well, Scotland will be on 17. Slovakia will be on 18. Yeah, so it seems to be that just comes down to everything else.
And in the next group, we have Spain, who are having a fantastic tournament so far in the qualifiers. They're not quite guaranteed a top spot because number two in that group is Italy.
Yeah.
With Albania still able to qualify mathematically anyway. This is going to be Spain, Italy. We don't know which order, but probably Spain 1 and Italy 2.
Well, they've already had both their games. So Spain and Italy drew in Italy and then Spain destroyed them back in Madrid 3-0. So that gives Spain the box seat there, because I don't see either of those losing to any of the other teams.
Goal is ridiculous. Yeah. So let's not even get into it. They've got to play Albania at home, which they should win, and basically qualify at that point.
And then Israel away.
Israel away, which is a game they should also win. Italy, though, should also defeat Macedonia at home. No problems. And they've got Albania away, which they may or may not not have issues with, but at that point they should have already make it. Albania have it too hard playing both Spain and Italy. If they can win both games and qualify some, and get their goal difference up to the point where they are equal to Italy,
they've got to score 11 goals more than Italy during that time.
Well done to Albania.
I know if Albania managed to get there, then well done to them. But
I don't see this.
The order changing: Spain first, Italy second, Italy through to the second round, probably as one of the higher placed ones, so therefore with having the
and
advantage.
Belgium, the first team from Europe to qualify for the tournament, and qualified quite easily, I might add. They have
plus 32 goal difference.
32 goal difference, conceding only 3 goals. All qualifications, only 1 draw against Greece at home. And pretty much winning every single other game. They've got a game against Bosnia-Herzegovina on the 7th of October, which I think they will want to win just because they want to have that record of not being defeated.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've got a home game against Cyprus, which once again I think they will win.
Oh, they should easily win that one, really.
Bosnia, Greece, and Cyprus all capable of qualifying. Greece have a game against Gibraltar, which they should win at home. And Greece then have an away game against Cyprus, which will kind of, I think, decide which that's where they can end Cyprus's party, really.
Yeah, yeah. And say Bosnia, they've got Belgium, they really need to win that game. And Estonia away.
They need to beat Belgium at home if they can, and if they can beat us, they should be able to beat Estonia away. Bosnia, I think, have enough quality to do that. Even a draw against Belgium would be okay. They have a point on Greece.
And well, they sort of got to hope that Cyprus and Greece, either Greece loses to Cyprus away or it's a draw.
It is a home game for Cyprus.
Yeah.
And Cyprus can still qualify, and that game is earlier than Cyprus's game against Belgium.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think Cyprus will be up for it. Difficult, difficult group to see how it will play out. Greece, I think, might be in the better position just because they don't have to play Belgium anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, they managed to pick up a draw against Belgium.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Greece is probably the favourite there, but just because of how it ends going. But
they do have a big goal difference with Bosnia, 5 goals. So equal points will most likely mean Greece are not through.
Yes. So say the games on the 7th of October are going to be the big ones. That's Bosnia versus Belgium and Cyprus versus Greece.
Next group, we have both Croatia and Iceland on equal points with a 5-goal difference separating the two sides.
Yeah.
And also Turkey and Ukraine capable of qualifying.
Yeah, not
and
only 2 points capable, behind.
So the only 2 points behind. This group has everything to play for.
Oh, definitely.
Croatia play Finland at home, which is a game they should definitely win.
And Ukraine away.
And Ukraine away, which
they might not.
They might not win. Yeah. Turkey also play Iceland at home, which, once again, it should be a game they win, but they may. Iceland can never underestimate Iceland anymore.
They've been doing very well, so.
And Iceland have a game to play against Kosovo, which at home, which they should win.
So that should give them that 3 points.
But
there.
That away game against Turkey on the 6th of October, that's going to be a crucial game. If Turkey can get a win in that game, Iceland, even though they have a good, you know, probably a win in hand in the next game, are under pressure, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Turkey then go to Finland.
Because their goal difference is the same.
Yeah.
And Turkey then go to Finland. And I think Turkey can beat Finland.
I think they can, even in Finland. In Finland, yeah.
And the Ukraine, they have to play Croatia and they have to play Kosovo. They should beat Kosovo away.
They should beat Kosovo away. But once again, they've got to play Croatia. So that's the big game. So that's the last game.
Yep.
So, that's a big one for them. So that's those. The games they play each other are probably going to be. They're all playing games mixed up between each other there for those top four.
And if somewhere in there, like Kosovo, managed to draw a game to pick up points,
or
Finland win the game even. So Finland have already won 2 games, so they've got pride to play for. And you never underestimate teams that have pride to play for.
I mean, Kosovo has pride to play for. I mean, they've got to come out and do something, you know, and show that they're sort of a latish entry in the whole thing.
This is their World Cup debut.
This World Cup debut, they were a late addition to it all when it was all agreed that, yes, they were a proper FIFA country. And so, you know, it has been a bit harsh for them to be sort of thrown into the mix late. But you know, say they've got something to play for, so maybe they can pull out a draw or something, which ruins, you know, the party for the Ukraine or Iceland.
So at the moment, the
second place teams.
So if Portugal finish second, they are guaranteed to be in the playoffs. Everybody else is not assured.
No. Yeah. So at the moment, on current standings, Wales would be the one that misses out.
Yeah.
With Portugal, Northern Ireland, Italy, Iceland, Slovakia, Sweden, Montenegro, and Bosnia-Herzegovina making it through. But as we've just sort of gone through, there's lots of troubles to come for everybody in there. And then there's a few third and fourth place teams that can still get up and score.
And Portugal may well finish top of their group.
Yeah.
In fact, quite likely to finish top of their group as well. So at the moment, from UEFA, we have Russia as hosts.
And
Belgium.
Yeah.
We've qualified. Following on from Europe, we're going to go to the most interesting qualification group, which it always is, the CONMEBOL group.
Good old CONMEBOL.
At the moment, Brazil, perennial qualifiers that they are, and when I say perennial, I mean they're the only team to have qualified for every single World Cup.
Yeah.
Have already qualified, to nobody's surprise. And when we were doing our road to Russia earlier in our blogs, I was pretty sure Colombia would have qualified by now, but
no.
Uruguay have pushed leaps and bounds. Uruguay and Colombia are both very good sides. Uruguay have a game against Bolivia at home, which, once again, they should win because Bolivia are usually terrible away from home.
Yeah.
And they have a game away to Venezuela, which once again they should win. So Uruguay should very easily qualify for this.
Yeah, I think so.
For this World Cup. Colombia have a game against Paraguay at home, when Paraguay can still qualify. Therefore, that is not a game they can take for granted.
And Peru.
And they play Peru, who are just below them. So
they're in fourth, yeah.
Colombia have made things difficult for them. Peru have basically increased their form by a lot, and they've basically destroyed Argentina and Chile's chances. Not destroyed, as in they've made their chances a lot worse. And Paraguay and Ecuador haven't done as well as we assumed they might have done.
Yeah.
And Paraguay have done really well. This is what always happens in
CONMEBOL. Yeah, this is why CONMEBOL is so awesome.
It is. And this is why I feel like it's bad if CONMEBOL gets an extra spot, direct qualifications, because it'll make things too easy for the teams. Now, because the qualification is so hard, you get this really amazing qualification group. So Peru, as we mentioned, have a home game against Colombia, which is going to be very difficult for Colombia to win, I think. That Peru are guaranteed to win. And then they play Argentina away. Right. Argentina have not had the best form.
That's probably the spot that Argentina sort of needs to actually put their stamp on this qualification, saying, no, we're actually qualifying. We're not going to go to New Zealand to do it the hard way.
Well, to be fair, it's not a very hard way.
No, it's not a very hard way, and I wouldn't be complaining. But, you know, as long as they bring some cool players, you know?
Yeah. And they get to play Ecuador away, which is not an easy game way up in the mountains and the atmosphere. If they have to win that game against Ecuador to qualify, I wouldn't want to be in those shoes.
Well, they're probably going to have to win that game to qualify, given the points.
They will.
Even if they beat Peru.
I could easily see that game be a draw between them and Peru.
Yeah.
And
but even if they beat Peru, I mean, Chile are playing Ecuador, Chile at home, they win. You know, it's not really making it any easier for Argentina.
Yeah, Chile have a game against Ecuador and then have a game against Brazil.
Yeah.
Brazil have basically gone, we're not losing any games, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, they've lost one, you know what we're saying, like, they don't want to lose games at all.
No, they lost to Uruguay at
4-1.
Away. Yeah. That was their one loss.
That is their one loss. Similarly, we have Paraguay, who have to play Venezuela at home, which is a game they should win. And Paraguay have an away game against Colombia, which is
first year.
So it's a difficult game. If they can come away with a point against Colombia, it throws everything open.
It does throw everything open. I don't know if it's a point is going to be quite enough to really. That's a point is what they need to get to that fifth spot.
Yeah.
To have a chance to get to that fifth spot. If they want to get guaranteed qualification,
let's face it,
they need to win.
Fifth spot is qualifying for the World
Cup. Right. Yeah, full confidence. It's okay. But at the moment, it's extra games where they want to play the extra serious games a lot, and it means having to drag their players out of whatever competition they might be in to send them over to New Zealand to play a serious game, as opposed to finding a friendly game in Europe or wherever closer to the players to make it easier for everybody to actually get together. It's just a extra logistic and troubling, you know, player upsetting game to have to play.
Is it though? Because Mexico last World Cup had to do it the hard way, and I think that's what made their team gel up and pick them up before the World Cup. Like, everybody got a kick up the bum from their coach by going, look, we're not going to play you.
Someone like Argentina, who's been playing, or Chile, who've been playing not the greatest, that's possibly a similar route for them, that it's a wake-up call. That was definitely Mexico's last time. It was a wake-up call for them. They played much better at the World Cup than they had been during the qualification. And both Argentina and Chile have been playing terrible this qualification, I mean, really.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if either one of them have to qualify against New Zealand, then, that's the same thing, where it's look what you guys have done. You've made yourselves have to fly halfway around the world to do something about this. But, you know...
Well, I think Paraguay have a reasonable chance to make that fifth place spot. Ecuador have made it way too difficult for themselves, as have Chile. Argentina, so I'll never count them out. Peru, very difficult. They could easily fall out of that top five, but they may not.
I think Colombia
will make it. I think they have enough grit and Corp D spirit to kind of go through, and Uruguay should qualify.
Yeah, I think Uruguay and Colombia are probably good enough to keep in the top four with their current points. Yeah. I mean, it's... It would be shocking if
Colombia had to travel to New Zealand, for example.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a bit shocking. I mean, it's going to be pretty... I think it's going to be between...
The downside of this is we're definitely not going to see Luis Suarez in Wellington. No. At least not this time.
Not this time. Might still see Messi, though.
We might still see Messi. We might still see James.
Yeah.
And we might still see Alexis.
Yeah. Won't see Aguero, though.
We won't see Aguero, no. Sigh.
Sigh.
And without Aguero, this is what could make the difference for Argentina.
I mean, that game against Peru, that's the game there, I think, for Argentina. Mm-hmm. Either that's the game where they turn it around, or that's the game where, you know, they look back and say, that was a moment where we could have made things better, and we didn't.